Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
On today's Saturday News, Moxley shoots on WWE.
Got news on WWE's next master plan.
A SmackDown star turned heel last night.
WWE fines Brock Lesnar $1 million. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil James and I'm joined by Gareth to talk all things wrestling on this fine Saturday. But before we get into it, make sure you comment down below what you think of all today's stories. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description in the bit below. So click the timestamps and off you go. What have we got up
there? There you go. We've got Jonny Moxley. He's pulled out his pistol tonight or last night or in the day. Recently, Phil, pulled out his pistol. Yep. He started shooting because he's wrote his book, hasn't he? He's wrote Mox and loads of people are just hyped up, buzzing about it, rightly so, because it's going to be a big thing. He's just not going to hold back. It's written in such a Moxley voice, like from the extract that's on Squared Circle now. If you go and check it out, it's like a cheeky little extract where he pretty much goes in on WWE, goes in on Vince McMahon, and it's just, if you just close your eyes, it's just him. It just captures his energy perfectly. But this particular extract that just kind of does go in on WWE is the stuff of beauty, Phil. It's brilliant because he does claim that his character was like effing dead in the water, they're his words, when he was coming towards the end of his WWE tenure, obviously with post terrible inoculation stuff and all. It was a bad time. It was a dark time for Dean Ambrose at that point, obviously. And then on top of that, he was saying, why does everything have to be so effing stupid in like terms of WWE and the creative? He was like, I can't believe you're going to make me walk away from all this money, because he likes money. He's very honest. He was like, I didn't want to go. I wanted to be a lifer with WWE forever. And he made me walk away. And his exact quote was, this whole place has gone effing mad. And I feel like I'm the only one who can see it. This bunch of MFers, you know what I mean, just playing violins while the ship sinks and Vince continues to lose his mind. So tell us how you really feel, John. This is going to be a hell of a book.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Obviously a rough time there for Dean Ambrose and the gas mask and the ridiculous character stuff, and nothing was working. And it's not for him, like, he wanted, he says in this book, like, he didn't want to leave. That wasn't part of his plan. He didn't want to step away from all of that money. However, that kind of worked out for him in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, he did okay. He won a nice belt, didn't he, at some point?
He did, quite a shiny one.
He's had a kid, he's been good.
Very much Vince's lost this, and I just love the going down with the ship while Vince just slowly loses his mind line. It's kind of still happening now, it seems.
Yeah.
I've not learned any lessons from this.
This was one page. This is one page of the book. I think everyone needs to buy a copy of this book. He's not asked me to plug this, but I'm plugging the hell out of it because it sounds like it's going to be great.
Fair. Go buy Moxley's book. But speaking of Vince McMahon losing his mind, WWE has a new grand master plan to make wrestlers look taller and bigger in the ring. Love this very, very much. So this is coming from the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And it's basically a new WWE directive to make sure that they hire short referees in order to make their stars look bigger in the ring. That's how they're going to fix this.
That's how we've done it in What Culture, haven't we? We've just hired a lot of short people so we look like monstrous, big, old, terrifying dudes. That's why we've been brought in to make Miller look good.
Yeah,
that's it.
True. So obviously this is like nothing new within sort of wrestling and WWE itself. They've like exaggerated people's heights and weights with their ring entrances and things before. They use different camera angles to try and make people look taller. They've even had people sort of stand on boxes in backstage segments or have interviewers like take their shoes off to look a little bit shorter. This has also been a thing in like WCW back in the day when like Macho Man Randy Savage didn't like Nick Patrick refereeing their matches because Nick Patrick's like 6'2" and made them look a bit small in the ring. So in a little bit of reference, like some of the heights of WWE referees at the minute, John Cone is 5'9", Jessica Carr is 5'8", and Charles Robinson, they're going to keep that guy around. He ain't going anywhere because he's only 5'6". He's what they're after. So yeah, WWE's next big plan to fix their product and make their stars look bigger, short refs.
Nothing surprises me nowadays, but they'll all still be on the same eye line of Rey Mysterio at the end of the day, this so it's not going to affect him too much. But think how big Omos is going to look now going forward. It's going to be step on people. So yeah, I'm not surprised, but just another day in the life of this crazy Barmy company. Yes. But speaking of Barmy nights in the company, we're going to talk about SmackDown because something kind of big happened. And when we look back, like in probably the history of this person's career, hopefully this could be a pretty significant moment for him in my eyes. I think it was because Shotzi Blackheart turned heel last night. And from what I can remember, like throughout her NXT career, I believe this is the first time she's turned heel within WWE. And it was an interesting move because last night it felt like she was quite over with the SmackDown crowd, seeing as though we've not really seen a lot of her as a single star on the main roster. She was getting Shotzi chants. She was going up against Charlotte Flair, who's obviously the champion right now. It's not exactly that hard to boo Charlotte at this current moment, but she did get quite over in my eyes. I thought, yeah, it's a nice breakout moment for a new babyface star. But no, because she found that Sasha Banks cost her the match because she was at ringside, she was doing all of her boss stuff and she was just backing away. She just lashed out at her and went mad. And it seems like Sasha Banks is now in a babyface spot and there's going to be maybe a potential, like, a little bit lower down the card for you between them, or maybe Shotzi's going to be in on the title picture. Personally, I'd love to see Shotzi and Sasha just do a thing like on their own and just have a back and forth grudge feud, because we don't get enough of them. Just with the women on these shows, we don't get enough just feuds over, I don't know, just turning and just not being happy with one another. Like, it always has to be after a belt. Maybe have Charlotte go against Shayna Baszler, Naomi, somebody else. We've got a lot of talent on this roster. Go that direction. Maybe don't just go for the easy triple threat.
Yeah, absolutely. I am all for this. It's a bit strange that they've not really capitalized on her as like a face run on the main roster yet. They've not really done anything with them. Like, at one point, her and Knox were supposedly the number one contenders for the tag team titles, but I don't even know if that match ever even happened.
They won enough matches, Phil.
They won enough. And the whole thing with the tank, and like, it seems like a no-brainer to get at least a little bit of a babyface run out of her. And then what do you do with the tank? That's not a very heel entrance coming out on that little toy tank thing, is it?
Like, I don't know. You can make out pretty... It depends how big the torpedo is, to be honest.
This is true. Just need a bigger tank. Go full Rusev. So I'm very interested to see where this goes, though. Hopefully it is actually something that's like a storyline that they can get their teeth into and, like you say, have some other storylines in the women's roster that aren't just about the top belt. Like, there is space there to do more. And putting up against someone like Sasha Banks is a great sort of entry into the main roster. And if she can eventually beat Sasha Banks and maybe move up the roster a little bit further, then that's all good in the long run. So I'm looking forward to see what they do with it.
You can tell people are invested already, so it's a bit of a no-brainer to me. Put it with the boss and let him run riot.
Absolutely. And finally, on today's wrestling news, coming from SmackDown again, last night, WWE have fined Brock Lesnar $1 million. This has come from Adam Pearce. He was back at his house and just sort of called the attacks unacceptable and fined him $1 million. We've not heard anything from Brock Lesnar on this, but likely we're not going to see him on WWE TV. Obviously, he was suspended last week as well. And we're not going to see him for a long time, most likely up until the Royal Rumble, where I assume he's going to come and win it. And we're going to redo Roman versus Brock at WrestleMania to get a final finish on that. I'm kind of all for that at the minute. If you can't get The Rock for WrestleMania, Brock's probably the next best thing. Let's face it. Still has Rock in the name, so it kind of works.
Yeah, I had my heart set on a Rollins-Reigns match. I don't know why. I just wanted to see him rip it up for half an hour. I'd be all about that. But if, like you said, if that's the alternative, it's not the end of the world, is it? It's still going to be an absolute meat fest. two big pieces of meat slapping into one another. But it's just, it makes me laugh because $1 million to Brock Lesnar is probably, it's his lunch.
I know, yeah.
it's his lunch money, isn't it? He's like, oh, that's a shame.
To be fair, a lot of the time their fines are like really pathetically small. And then you think about how much these people make and it's like, well, that's whatever. But then like this to Brock Lesnar is like £100,000 to anyone else.
Yeah, he was missing the mustache to twiddle though. The delivery was just off. He needed $1 million. It's very close. But yeah, I like that. It made me laugh. Made me chuckle.
Indeed. But let's move over to your Twitter questions to end the video. The first one comes from, who does it come from? Nick Johnson, who says, Fizz, the dog, good boy or girl? Good girl. One of them. Yeah. Would like to know something about your taste in wrestler entrance music. Specifically, what are your top three pieces which have been used in 2021? Adam Cole and Brian Danielson in AEW would be two of his, but not sure about a third. What do you reckon?
They're definitely in there, I think, for me, those two. I feel quite bad, like, because I was going to probably pull out both of those. But for a personal thing, because I've been using it to kind of get me through gym sessions in the last, like, 6 months, Kenny Omega's Battle Cry is just... I don't know. It's just passion personified for me. It just riles me up. It's great. If you need that extra boost, that extra set, that extra rep, put your battle cry on and you will not go wrong.
Fair. Again, mine are all going to be AEW things. Obviously, Cult of Personality is back in our lives, which is an absolute banger. And just Riho, whenever her theme is on, like, it's just the best. It's the best AEW theme, bar none. Sorry, everyone, but Riho has the best music. And WWE.
Saraze is pretty good in NXT. Saraze. Yeah.
But yeah, like, WWE's, whoever's doing their latest music, they've got a long way to go. There's some things, a couple of good ones. Roman Reigns is one that I do quite like Roman Reigns's, but it's no Jim
Johnston.
They've
gone
no
out
of
my good graces in our field because we've lost Sami Zayn's music, so nothing matters anymore in WWE with music. They've ruined it.
Ridiculous. And the next question comes from at David Eric 22, who says, if you could book a Fatal 4-Way match with any four wrestlers, regardless of what promotion they're in, who would you have? He'd have R-Truth versus Orange Cassidy versus Danhausen versus Toru Yano.
Obviously. That sounds like all kinds of fun. That's
does
great.
Sound like a lot of fun.
That's hard to top, isn't it? Do we go down the comedy route or do we go for the purist? Do we go down the purist route? I think I might go purist. I want to see an absolute spectacle. So I'm going to go Kenny Omega. I'm going to go Roman Reigns. I'm going to go Will Ospreay. And then I'm going to go the last one. Who can I go? Moose. Why not? I'll throw Moose in there.
Just to after chuck his big them promo. Around in a ridiculous
fashion.
He shot
at everyone. Let's throw him in there. He can do what he wants.
So I'm going to go with Bryan Danielson, because if you're not putting him in every dream match ever, then you're doing something wrong. And I'm going to put him against Cesaro, because obvious reasons. And I'm going to put him against Josh Alexander for, again, obvious reasons. And then I'm going to put him against Dante Martin, maybe, to get a little bit of newbies in there and see what they do. Or Zack Sabre Jr., if we're going to split it up and go to New Japan and just watch them all pull each other's limbs off, basically. Mm-hmm.
Can I just add something that we probably manifested something in the world this week? Because I'm pretty sure last week we were pitched a question where it was like, oh, somebody that we'd like from the main roster to go to NXT and have a barn burner, have a great match. I think we said we'd love to see Sami Zayn fight Bron Breakker.
Hey,
did we say that?
Yeah, we did. Out there? And put it out into the world and look what happens. UK
it's
tour,
be there.
It's happening. Also, getting Walter versus Cesaro on the UK tour.
It's going to be in Manchester, Phil. Oh. And your boy lives in Manchester. I'm a lucky boy.
Cesaro's chest. I feel so sorry for Cesaro's chest. But the final question of the day comes from Chef Mello 86, who says, given the news about Ring of Honor, what would be the dream match that you would put together? His would be Bryan Danielson versus Jonathan Gresham. Another really good match.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like Jay Lethal. I'm a Jay Lethal guy, so... I've gone character now. I've gone into full character mode. I'd love to see Jay Lethal and Xavier Woods just rip it up. I think that'd be class. The promos would be fun and the match would be epic.
Excellent. Fair. I'm going to go a slightly different route. I'm going to go tag teams. I'm going to go the Briscoes versus probably FTR. Because that would just be a really interesting clash of styles and I'd be down with that.
You have my attention, Phil.
Some big company. Love the Briscoes so much. So much.
That'd be good. That'd be good. They deserve it.
Indeed. And that's it. That is today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth.
at gmorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. It all really, really does help. Ups and Downs is coming for SmackDown and Rampage and loads of other things. So check out all the other videos on the channel. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.